Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Marsha Lynn. Today on AK, a new generation of fishermen. The fishing industry isn't getting any younger, and the so-called graying of the fleet even has some state legislators concerned. But while fishermen are getting older on average, that doesn't mean there isn't a younger crowd eager to enter the industry. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez met up with some of these people recently after Fish Expo in Seattle. They spent a night swapping stories at a few traditional fishermen's bars in the city's Ballard neighborhood.
Hey, Ben, do you know where the smoke shop is?
No idea.
Okay, let's go this way and we'll go.
Brett Verhuizen isn't trying to find a tobacco retailer, and he's definitely not looking for anything illicit. He's actually leading about 20 people to a dive bar as part of the Young Fisherman's Pub Crawl. The crew following him looks like just about any other group of young professionals. There are no rain boots, there's minimal facial hair, and the gender balance is pretty even. Really, the thing that stands out about them is that they're hanging out at all.
This is the most young fisherman I've ever been around, just to be around each other.
Verhuizen is 25 years old, fishes salmon out of Bristol Bay, and writes about the industry for a website called The Real Alaska. He organized the pub crawl because the generational gap between commercial fishermen has been on his mind for a while now. According to research done by the state of Alaska, the average age of a permit holder is now around 50. Back in the 1970s, that number was closer to 40. Verhuizen says that it now takes more to become part of the fishing industry. More money, more technical experience, and even more marketing savvy. Even though he spent a lot of his youth fishing out of Chignik, his first full-time job was actually in finance. That sort of professional background has helped shape the way that he and others have looked at the industry.
You know, a lot of us went to college or got some sort of degree, and we want to put that to use into an area that we're passionate about, right? So I wasn't passionate about hedge funds, not to say it's a bad industry, but I am finding myself very passionate about fisheries because I just care so much about it and I was born into it.
Ben Blakey has a similar story. We chat on the way to the smoke shop, and when we get there, it's packed. Photos of boats line the walls, and there are plenty of older, slightly more grizzled fishermen already at the bar drinking cheap beer with stacks of pull tabs in front of them. Because it's loud, we talk outside. Blakey is 29, blonde, and easy to imagine wearing a suit. He grew up fishing with his family and worked in Washington, D.C. for a bit before coming back to Alaska.
I interned on Capitol Hill for about 6 months before I kind of got, jaded on the whole, working in an office on a regular basis, and basically went back to fishing.
Now Blakey spends his summers harvesting salmon in Bristol Bay. He says that's one of the more accessible fisheries for younger people since the cost of entry isn't prohibitively high. It's also not as consolidated as some other fisheries.
In Bristol Bay with 1,200 boats, that's, there's 4,000 to 5,000 crew positions open every year, and every single one of those spots is an opportunity for somebody to, hop on board, see what they think of it, and, go from there.
26-year-old Lindsay Aspeland also fishes out of Bristol Bay, and she's one of a few women out for the pub crawl. Like most of the group, she's got fishing in her blood, and she operates a set net site that once belonged to her great-grandmother.
Everything I look for in a future job and my future schooling is just so that I can continue to fish in Bristol Bay every single summer, and so that I can raise my children doing the same. I have a nephew that's 12. I got my first permit when I was 11, and I can't wait to teach him to do what I do because it's been the most fulfilling thing I've ever known in my life.
And through the night, that issue continues to come up. How does this group make a full-time career out of fishing in Alaska? On top of that, how do they attract other young people to the industry and make things more accessible to those who don't necessarily have ties to the industry or a lot of capital? And what can they do to ensure that Alaska's fisheries remain sustainable? A lot of them see a big mix of economic, political, and environmental obstacles to making all of that possible. And right now, these are questions they don't necessarily have the answers to. But in the meantime, it's just nice to be out on a Saturday night with a bunch of people who are figuratively and occasionally literally in the same boat.
Cheers!
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 For AK, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.